Third, no party billings and charge collections will be accepted on this number at any time.
You've reached 24-hour telephone entertainment at 989-3680, your line.
And 989-3615 for input.
That's different. Anyway, this is the first Your Line rain tape, because it's raining here at the Your Line Studios, and actually the first rain of 1981, right, Mark?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing? I can say that. It's the same things every time we make the tape.
It amazes me.
Anyway, this is a tape issued for January 12th, or the week of January 12th, and if you say that three times fast, you win a prize. Anyway, we've got some comments on consumer ripoffs, and then a helpful hint on consumerism. So, and all sorts of other stuff jam-packed into a 23-minute tape for your enjoyment. So if you stay with us, we'll have a good time, okay? All right.
Hello there, Your Line callers. This is the voice of Steve 24 calling from Pasadena in the year of 1981, Friday the 9th of January, about 10 in the evening, just a few minutes after 10. And I would like to beg the indulgences of both John and Mark here, because part of the comment that I want to say pertains to the comment on this line, and part of it pertains to some stuff that was set on the right track. And I never seem to hit right track's input days, so anyway. First I would like to say, actually this is not pertaining to consumer ripoff, but is pertaining to consumer protection. And I've made this comment before, but in brief I would just like to say that I would like to see on various jars and on other items better seals. I would like to see a way in which you could determine whether a product had been opened or tampered with, such as, say, a jar of applesauce or a bottle of so-called fresh orange juice. These are things that are important to me. Let's say you go into a store and you buy a bottle of mayonnaise, or if it's been sitting on the shelf very long, it may have gone bad, and you won't know until you get it home. And there's really no way to tell whether somebody opened it previously or whether it's still closed. Also, I would like to see, as it pertains to consumer products, not only the date at which the product is no longer any good, but the date on which it was packaged, so that you see both dates. That's about all I have to say on that. I would like to say, as it pertains to the right track, I noticed a week ago that a person, male caller from Northridge, spoke regarding Karen, Grateful Dead of Van Nuys, and Charlie Oakland. And as I have stated on Montage, I think that if you don't have a constructive comment to say yourself, or make a comment, if you want to disagree with what someone says on a given topic, sure, that's great. That's called an interaction of thoughts. But just to say this person is boring or that person is whatever, it doesn't serve any real purpose. And finally, can I give a plug for Montage? Well, it's 660-2000-995-8951 with input number 660-2800, all in the 213 area code. And this has been a fairly short comment considering how much was in my head, but a bit of a long-winded comment from Steve 24, wishing good luck and the best for 1981 to all of you.
Don't have anything about consumer ripoffs, but I hope this will do. This comment is actually not going to really be useful because it's a week after that I decided I'd leave it anyway, and it pertains to the last Your Line tape where I think it was John, get you two mixed up, put a little thing on the tape saying, well, for those of you born in 1962, you guys better go register for the draft because you have, that's what you have to do. And I kind of objected to the way you said this is what you have to do, because certainly it is the law, but I think that this is a very controversial topic, one that was discussed a lot sometime last year when I had to register. And I think the problem is a lot of people do just kind of blindly accept the fact that they do have to register. And when Mr. Reagan takes office the 20th, we may be in a bit of trouble, even though he has said that he's against the draft. He hasn't said one thing one way or another. And boy, am I talking in circles again. Anyway, the point is that you do not have to register. In fact, when I was, 1 year ago when I had to register, there were a lot of anti-draft groups that were telling you that if you do register, you should do something like, right, I'm registering under protest on your form, or leaving off your social security number. And strangely enough, a lot of groups right now are just saying, do not register. There's nothing they can do because so many people are not registering. And I didn't try to leave it. I don't want to leave a comment saying don't register or write anything on your form, but I think just kind of to supplement what John said, that is register, I think that you should consider the options. Of course, it's a week late, but a lot of you, if you haven't registered yet and you do hear this, there are a lot of groups like the Valley Draft Information Center, which I spoke to, it was very helpful, and there are a lot of other groups that will tell you the various options to just registering, because when the draft does come along, and as you all know, there's never been a registration without a draft, you might not be too thrilled with the idea that you did register, unless you're a big fan of Gomer Pyle. Anyway, this has been Steve Blueblind. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, Brian, thanks for the comment. That's a good comment.
No, that's Steven Z.
What? Oh, I get those two guys confused a lot. anyway, no, you're right. Those are alternatives to how you register to the draft. So thanks for the comment, and onwards.
Yeah, hi, this is Jerry Canoga Park and Vicky Northard. Say hello, Vicky.
Hi.
Yes, me and her are on a date tonight, and we're getting ready. Okay, consumer ripoffs. Let's see. Okay, I remember one time, okay, you heard my last comment about Las Vegas. Well, one time when we were in Las Vegas, and we had some car trouble, and we went to mention the plug, Arco, and they referred us to this mechanic. And this mechanic said he reworked the whole engine and put new gaskets in and did all this. And it turned out when we got back to California, said that all he did was clean the engine. And we tried to sue him, but to the courts and everything, but he went somewhere in Colorado and they can't find him. And so everybody who goes to Las Vegas, be aware, because like that's one of the main spots for hitting off like on people for like the car breaks down, because there's a lot of people who ride their cars there. Right, Kathy? Right, Kathy?
Vicky.
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Well, this has been a very confused and dumbfounded comment from Jerry Canoga Park and Vicky Northridge. Remember, call your line output at and your line input at Gribald.
Oh, thanks, Jerry. Listen, if you're going out with Vicky tonight, don't let Kathy know about it.
Yeah, Jerry, this is John. If you want to, you want some of that information that you asked for, leave your number, on the input again, because I had lost it, and we'll get back to you. Okay? Next comment.
Are you people ready for this? Do you know who this is? This is Eric North Hollywood. Yay, you guys hear it? Eric North Hollywood again with another endless comment.
Wow, let's pause a moment to let that sink in for a minute. Wow, Eric North Hollywood.
This one's going to be on, are you ready for this? Pollution. That's all the things here. Pollution. All right, everybody, sit down and listen to this thing. Pollution is awful dirty when you come to think about it. It's a dirty business, and it's only as dirty as the dirty people who get it dirty. If you're clean, you can have clean pollution, but if there is such a thing as clean pollution, you can see clean pollution. I I'm sure you know, understand what I say. If you don't, you can call up John or ask him what I say. He'll understand better than I am. Anyways, if you're walking down Hollywood Boulevard and you see Albernay and you want to throw away some trash to put in your good part, take his toupee off and dump it in the nearest Andy Gump. Comment. Good.
Hi, this is Sherry from Newbury Park, and I don't really know many people around, and I'd like to meet some people. So, what's there to do out there, Mark and John? What do you guys do for entertainment? If you find out, let me know.
I'm sorry. I've been to the comment line for a while, and you know, it's really good, you know. You guys sound so sexy. You know. I'd really like to meet you guys so we could get together and you know, have a lot of fun, you know. You know, you guys sound so nice and sweet, you know. My name's Carol, and I'm 18. And I hope that's not too young. You guys sound so mature, you know. But, you know, so just call me, please, you know. So, okay, bye.
You know, John, it's amazing how correct they are, isn't it?
It sure is.
Hey, John, what do you do for entertainment?
Well, I run a comment line, and sometimes I walk and... Right, use a horse, and right, Mark?
Yeah, we use horses all the time here.
No, not really, guys.
Well, here's a comment from someone who knows how to have a good time.
Uncle Freaky here. Speaking of screwing the consumers, the latest word is that the Reagan folks are going to disband the Product Safety Commission, and they're going to stop the practice of banning substances that are known to cause cancer. Like even for Reagan, this is kind of sick. You know, I mean, I know that he's totally sold out business and stuff, but I mean, really, just saying, go ahead and sell this stuff and let people get cancer because they'll make money. Really. If the motivation were a libertarian one, you know, just saying, well, you have the right to decide what to put in your own body, then along with, allowing cancer-causing chemicals, they don't allow all the intoxicating ones, you know? But that's not the case, of course. I'm starting to wonder if there's ever going to be another election.
Yeah, well, I wonder too, Uncle Freaky. Anyway, while I'm here, you guys may have known that the dual phase, for all intents and purposes, is down. Although I do understand that we believe the movie maker and Ron Van Nuys will be putting out a tape on the 989 number, 989-1375. By the way, Ron Van Nuys, if you're listening to the tape, I would appreciate it if you would give us a call at the input. I'd like to get in touch with you. Anyway, next comment.
Hello, everybody. Name is Culver City, and it is after 6 o'clock in the morning of this. This is our January the 5th, 1981. In the case of record collectors, one thing you have to watch out for, especially when you're collecting records, and especially when you're looking for, like, rarities. For example, late 60s rock records. Records like 13th Floor Elevator, the Chocolate Watch Band, Lothar and the Hand People, and also the Red Trail, that can be priced pretty high if you're looking for, like, original copies. For example, the Chocolate Watch Band's first album, titled No Way Out, which was released in 1967, is worth a price of $18 in immense condition. One thing you ought to look out for, especially when you're looking for, like, records, especially, for example, it may say, for example, immense condition would be $18 on this record. A very good condition would be like for probably $10. Good condition, which means playable, maybe a little bit of surface noise, maybe $6. And bad condition, Lord knows how much, probably $2. When you're looking for records, you should have with you what is a price guide. And I don't know if they've come out with a new one. I know I have one with what is worth in there of records. For what I just told you, and it gives like every category. I mean, like a mono album or a stereo album or something like that. It gives like every category. You know, what can I tell you? But be watching out for people who are trying to rip you off. Take with you to the store, like, for example, if you go like to a record collecting shop that has stuff like what I've just mentioned, you should have with you a price guide. And if the guy gives you a price, check your price guide. For example, if the guy says, we're selling this Chocolate Watch Band album, mint sealed, for $16, check your price bag, or your price guide. Excuse me, can't hardly talk this morning. check your price guide. And if it says $18, you know that he's doing you good, is that he's not really ripping you off. If he says that he is selling it for $20, and your price guide says $18, then know that he is ripping you off. So anyway, that's about it at this end.
Yeah, this is Karen, Grateful Dead, and I'd like to say one of the biggest consumer rip-offs, my CML albums, and the albums most of the time you buy them, they're warped or defective, and they charge outrageous prices, like $7 for one album, $12 for a double album. I mean, that's kind of a rip-off, but I myself buy albums still, but I try to find a, you know, a cheaper store to get them at, which I do. In the store slip disc records. Anyway, albums I think are a rip-off. And the other rip-off are ticket prices for concerts, but I myself still buy tickets, and then so I go to scalping agencies, and I know that I'm not helping much by doing this. This has been a mixed-up comment. Don't even say it.
Hello, this is the ultimately great and fantastic Keith of Studio City on Monday the 6th of January, I think, with you. And, well, I just want to know the origin of ribbup. What is this supposed to mean? Who thought of this? One of the ultimate mysteries in my mind. Thank you.
Well, Keith, I guess you missed our interview with Al Bernay, where Mr. Bernay explains where that came from.
Goodbye. Came about because that's the way it sounds when you hang up while you're saying goodbye. You see, if you say goodbye and hang up, you get goodbye like that. And that was done when I ran conferences about 10 years ago.
Hey, this is Mike from PACA. It is World Ticket Tuesday. I don't know the date. 6th or the 7th. That doesn't really matter now, does it? It's like 1:18 in the afternoon. And let's see, consumer ripoff. Well, gee, every person that owns a store, no matter what they do, they're going to try to attract customers, you know, just basically to get their cash. You know, that's all they want. You know, like, they pull these things like, you know, working harder to serve you better and things like that, but all they really want is your cash, you know? And a lot of places will really rip you off by misleading you into buying something, by saying something is better than it really is to attract your attention, and you'll buy it and you'll find out that that's all bull, it's really not that great. And a lot of stores use this thing called suggested selling, which is as, you know, simple as it sounds, it's when someone goes to the store, they'll say, wow, I like this, and they'll go, how about one of these, too, you know, so you'll buy more, so they get more cash. All they want is your cash. And, you know, like, everything is marked up so high, it's ridiculous. Like, this has been a comment from Mike from PACA. Goodbye.
This is Casey Amarlita calling Tuesday evening, January 6th, 7:28 a.m. Yeah, 7:28, and consumer rip-offs. Well, I wonder how many of your line listeners and correspondent people out there have been jipped or ripped off when buying cassette tapes. That's interesting. This past year, I probably have purchased 20 or more. I don't know. I haven't really kept count. And I wasn't really gypped. I was gypped once. I bought a package of three. One of those deals. I forget what company it was. Cetron, I think, or something like that. One of them broke in a matter of minutes. One of them lasted for a few days. The other one, I thought was kind of interesting. When they put the cassette together, they put it backwards on the reel. So that, well, you know, when a tape goops up, I can't talk. When a tape goops up, and you record on it, it comes out very faint. Well, that's the way it was. Very nice. And that David Horowitz guy on TV is another rip-off. Half the things he says aren't true. And, that's about all for me, man. Shut up, Clark. Goodbye.
But, consumer rip-offs, huh? Why don't I leave a comment while I'm at it? You know? Consumer rip-offs. Well, I think most mail order businesses are consumer rip-offs. But then again, that's why I got into the mail order business many years ago. But seriously, no. No, mail order. A lot of mail order things are rip-offs. As a matter of fact, it's really sad that some people don't, excuse me, kind of, you know, see the, things coming, you know, like certain stuff, you know, I don't know, get $100 for stuffing 1,000 envelopes, that type of stuff. They're all come-ons, so people should see that type of stuff. Because they plan these things out real well when they run through the land. And that's basically the way it is, you know, and it's that type of thing. So people should be more careful because money ain't easy today. And you should spend it wisely. This has been Bill from Brooklyn, New York, with the soon to have a line out. We'll let you know when that happens very, very soon. We'll be talking to you,
because
I whistle down.
Thanks, Bill. And now it's time for the Your Line Helpful Hints with Dave, General Manager. And it's on consumer hints and mail order merchandise. Here's Dave.
When ordering things for the mail, first you want to make sure that the company is where they say they are. If they have a toll-free telephone number, call them and ask them some questions that you feel are important and stuff about the product. And make sure that they're really where they say they are, that they really do exist. Otherwise, you know, you're just wasting your money. And then, when sending money, never send money through the mail. Always send a check. That's the best way. Or a money order. The best way is a check, like I said. And you receive a receipt, because a check is your receipt. It's always good to make sure and read and make sure that you know that what you are getting. When you do receive this item, if you do not like it for any reason, you can send it back or write the company and tell them why you don't like it and what, you know, they can do about it. And if they don't want to do anything about it, if you don't get your money back, even if it's a dollar, you know, just think how much money that they've made, a dollar from every person that sent in, you know, a dollar to them. Gosh, you know, they can make a lot of money that way and rip off a lot of people. So don't be afraid to complain. And if you have to, so you can consumer group, right? A consumer group near you, or even the Better Business Bureau. Have them checked out, you know? So, you protect yourself and your investments, and we'll see you next week.
That's it for this week. Next week's suggested theme is fads, and that's all the time we got, so we'll see you later. Goodbye.